Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 26 September 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us all over the world. And I mean that sincerely. I really do mean that. It's so humbling. Well, you listen on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, however you listen. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm glad you're with us tonight. We're going to bring up a very important guest tonight. In my opinion, you got one of the top 10, or maybe top 5 most important jobs right now in this country, or organizations that's trying to help us. And we're going to talk about what that's all about in just a minute. Before I do that, though, don't forget, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study this weekend at 10:30 a.m. Eastern is when we start. And right now, you can still watch us on live stream. If you go to PastorButch.com, and click on live stream at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, there we will be. If I remember right, by the time we get back together again, which won't be until the end of next month because Phil's going to be taking a trip. That's why I have Bible study this weekend instead of the first Saturday. We'll have this the last Saturday of the month. We'll be going to a different setup with Rumble, but we'll get that explained to you as I find out more about it. But join us this weekend, like I said, by going to PastorBush.com, click on live stream, watch us, or call us at 339-209-5013, 339-209-5013. Call and listen to us. Call, and you can also call while we're on the air talking, and once every segment, give an opinion, give us some news, whatever you want to do, folks. We want you to join us. We're there because you're there. If you were not there, folks, I wouldn't have any to be on the radio. I couldn't be on the radio. We couldn't afford to pay the bills. That's why we offer them, like, for example, my books on special for a giveaway price. Trying to reach a few dollars to pay the bills, and I think so far I may have shipped out a couple, 3 packets. That's all we've done this month, and it is what it is, though. 6 of them, $42.95, delivered to your door. And if you want them, I would love to send them to you. Just have to let us know by writing or calling us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And hope you do that. And when you do order them, or if you want a calendar, we have a 2024 call to decision calendars in, and they are really pretty, folks. If you want them, all you have to do is call and ask for them. No charge. It's all paid for, even shipping. Love for you to have one, put in your home, and hope you enjoy it all year long. Again, if you want to call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448, if you place an order, tell Lisa that you want to add a calendar to it, okay? And if you don't, just add on the calendar, get that, give her your address, and we'll get that to you. I'll also give you a phone number, too, just in case it comes back for some reason. We won't have to find out why. Folks, they come back for all kinds of reasons from the mail. I mean, ridiculous reasons. So be sure and leave your phone number, too, in case they do come back where we can call you up and find out what happened to them, all right? As I mentioned last night, we know that I told you Crystal's daddy, Johnny, passed away Sunday morning by 7:30 a.m. Eastern. I ask you to keep the family in prayer. Tomorrow afternoon is his funeral. Of course, Marcia and I will be there, and it's going to be a tough time for the family, no doubt about it. Their final goodbye, so to speak, to the husband and the daddy and a brother and a friend. So keep that in prayer, please, for tomorrow, if you don't mind. I don't know if Crystal will be here Thursday or not. I hope she stays with her mommy today, but we'll see what happens on that, okay? Now, we're going to go to our guest tonight. Our guest tonight, in my mind, has probably, not probably, one of the most important jobs, I guess you say, in this country right now. He runs an organization called Alipac. We're going to tell you what that is in a minute. We're going to talk to William Gein. William and his organization are doing their dead level best to stop the invasion from the southern and now northern border. They're doing their best to keep us from being overrun in every state in the country, to keep from bankrupting the country. They're doing everything in their power trying to save our nation from any more invasion. And folks, it's not just South Americans. Chinese are coming across by the busloads through Venezuela and other places. We're being set up for a takedown, and my friends, it's happening as we speak. But let's go to our guest, William. William, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my friend, for joining us. I know you are up to your eyeballs busy. As I said before about you, you have one of the most important jobs in the country now, one of the most important positions. And I really want to thank you for what you're trying to do, but I don't know how in the world you keep up with it. I really don't. But tell the folks, the new listeners, who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm William Gein. I'm the founder and head of Alipac, Americans for Legal Immigration Political Action Committee. We're one of the leading immigration and illegal immigration reduction organizations in the country. And right now, we're just trying to hold on in Biden's inflationary economy as the Democrats and the socialists and the billionaires and the big business that are behind this invasion move to knock out Americans like us in the 2024 elections with fentanyl and an army of invading illegal aliens.
Amen. And by right now, the last count I had, 70,000 in this country killed this year so far with fentanyl, the last count I had.
Yeah, well, it's going to probably exceed 108,000, all told.
Wow.
Those are the latest numbers we have. I think, forgive me if I'm a little bit off here, but I think from 2020, 2021, the numbers went up to 108,000. And we basically don't know the full numbers. That's always going to be undercount. Hold on one second, please.
Okay. All right, folks. He is busy doing some things also in the background trying to keep things
going. I have to apologize to your listeners, Butch. I'm so happy to be on your show tonight, but you're going to hear some background noise and occasionally me have to speak to someone. We are in the process of trying to save our organization and reach out to donors that we haven't heard from recently by conducting a direct mail piece. And to save money, if we had enough money, I'd be sending our list of donors over to a mail house and having the letter copy, and they would be taking care of everything. But to cut that cost of expensive mail, I'm printing it and assembling it myself. It's dominating my entire work week. It's going to cost because by the time you print, not to get into too much details, but just so people understand, these letters are a way for us to bypass the big tech censorship that's doing everything in its power to prevent communications between Americans like us. So these letters are going to hopefully reach out past some big tech censorship and get some of these people reengaged, because the illegals and the illegal alien supporters, I mean, right now they're kicking our butts. They're completely overrunning us, shock and awe. They passed licenses for illegal aliens in Massachusetts. They passed in-state tuition for illegal aliens in Arizona. They are turning illegal aliens in Illinois and soon many other states into police officers with guns and training and lots of tutorials from the Department of Homeland Security talking about any of you out there who want lower taxes, secure borders, restrictions on abortion, or not to have satanic drag queens in your kindergarten as being threats to the state handleable by these illegal aliens turned into police officers. And, you know, it sounds outlandish to people who aren't in the know about it, but it's something I've been warning people about for a long time, and now it's actually happening. And now we got to watch out because there's people out there thinking, oh, well, I'm in West Virginia. That's never going to happen here. They won't get to me. Yeah, they're going to get to you, buddy. They sure are. And a lot of you will have been wishing that you'd done something to try to help out or do something before it got to this point.
I agree.
You know,
I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah. So we're doing these letters. It's going to make some noise in the background. It takes some time, and I need to raise some funds. If there's anybody out there that can chip in, one of the things about it is we're putting the last of our funds into this mailer, hoping that we get it done, that we're able to afford the – I'm not going to mention any numbers because I don't like to give out strategic information that might not mean much to the listener out there. So, oh, William Gein said it was doing blankety-blank letters for a cost of blankety-blank. Might not mean much to the average listener out there, but I can tell you the people with the ADL, SBLC, Media Matters, all the other Zionist and George Soros-funded groups listen to everything I say, everything I write, and they try to use it to do the most underhanded criminal stuff to us possible. They don't play around. If there's any nasty, underhanded skullduggery they can do, they would have loved to have seen my organization and me physically perish a long time ago. But we're here. We're still fighting. We have proven that we're true blue on this issue. People don't always agree with us 100% on everything, single thing that we do. But we're not just a money-making, fundraising operation. I'm not getting rich by doing this.
I know you're not.
We do need the financial help. If anybody can chip in at our website, which is alipac.us/donations/alipac.us, or if you search on Americans for Legal Immigration, we have a backup site at americansforlegalimmigration.com that has easier-to-use donation features. Those funds are needed for the printing I'm doing right now and the big old check I got to cut the post office tomorrow when I waltz in there and buy a very large sum of first-class postage. And hopefully these letters will reach the people that we're trying to mobilize because we're – according to Fox News, and, you know, I know Fox has got problems, but right now the estimated number of illegals in the country is over 20 million. Joe Biden and Biden-Harris, by misclassifying illegal alien invaders as refugees and asylum seekers intentionally to bypass our laws and break our laws, to masquerade as if what they're doing has any type of legal legitimacy, which it does not. Fox is saying that they've pumped in over 7 million illegals here in the first 3.5 years. I hope that many of your listeners are aware of the brave Americans in Chicago and New York who are fighting back. I mean, I don't know if you guys have discussed it, but there are Americans who are in jail tonight who are being arrested in the streets because they're standing. They arrested a bunch of people the other night in New York for getting in front of the migrant bus. The busload, the taxpayer-funded illegal alien busload coming in with food, clothing, cell phones, and everything else they could ever want, being provided to them by the United States taxpayers, the people who got in the front of the bus were arrested, put in jail. And they need us backing them up. They need as many of us to be aware of what they're doing. They need many of us as possible to start trying to figure out how we can help those people who are risking arrest in front of the buses. A lot of people are breaking out on Twitter, and I'm very glad to hear you mention Rumble, Pastor Butch. I've been thinking about getting on Rumble, too, in response to the call for help from Russell Brand. I know Russell's not a big Christian kind of guy, but are you familiar with Russell Brandt and what they're doing to him?
I don't think so. I don't believe I am.
Well, he recently put out a call for people to get on Rumble, and he has, well, if he's still there today, He's been demonetized, and they're about to remove him from YouTube, probably, where he has over 6 million subscribers. He's an actor who's been very open about his past physical escapades. I won't say romantic. but he's been talking about the vaccines, talking about globalism, talking about immigration, talking about Trump, talking about censorship, talking about Klaus Schwab, the Schwabians, all the stuff that gets you put on certain lists by the elites. Russell Brand has been pushing those buttons, and now they've come up with two or three women that he's had something to do with in the past that are willing to say he was not a gentleman, although no charges were ever filed. Although he has not been charged with any sex crimes or sexual misconduct, and the investigation that is uncovering these allegations is the New York Times. This is not a law enforcement investigation. This is a New York Times investigation. And they found several women, just like they found women to say something about Kavanaugh, women to say something about Trump, women to say something about Judge Roy Moore. You know, it's quite lucrative. If you've ever had any type of proximity to a man in power, whether it was romantic or physical or not, they may come where they tick off the wrong powers of being. You can make a lot of money just saying things.
Well, you know, this sounds nothing. I'm a nobody, but I have been accused of having women call my wife and say this is having my baby, and that's a true story. So, I'm a nobody compared to these people. But folks still will do this. They'll do everything in their power to destroy the ones who stand against them. And by the way, William, I'm going to give out your address in a minute, too. A lot of folks don't have computers. I'm going to give out your address in a minute. And, folks, I have his address here. If you want to call tomorrow and get the address, if you miss it tonight, to send him a few dollars, $5, $10, $5, whatever you can do, I'm going to send some money myself, William. I know I'm not a rich man, but I'll be sending something to you next day or two for sure. Help out a little bit. It won't pay your bills. It may help you pay for something on the postage you're putting out there anyway. So, but folks, I'm going to support him. Hope you will, too.
Well, I really appreciate that, Pastor Bush. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read a little bit of the contents of the letter into here, because I've done my best to wordsmith and bullet down to people. And if anybody's a current donor at Alley Pack and you receive this letter, you have to forgive us, because originally we were going to try to pull everybody who had contributed recently out of the list, but, you know, just ran out of time. And I'm just glad that I'm, you know, standing here next to a printer that's actually spitting out letters and envelopes that don't look ridiculous. But we're appealing to people to send us their help as soon as possible, letting them know in case they, you know, because people get a lot of emails these days, and sometimes they're on our email alerts at alleypack.us, and other times they don't get those. But we're letting them know that Fox News is saying that Biden has imported more than 7 million illegals, which is the most in U.S. history. It's probably the biggest movement of people in the history of mankind, most likely. But they're doing their Mariana boat lift. They're doing their run the blockade at Berlin. They're doing their must bring in the illegals so that nothing like Trump ever happens again. Christians, conservatives, Caucasians, non-socialist, anti-socialist, anti-communist people will never have another say in this country again after 2024, because they're going to bring in all these fighting age men, and they're going to have one main job to do, and that is vote for Democrat. They're going to go tell them that they got to register to vote, even though they're not citizens and it's illegal. They got to cast a ballot, even though they're not citizens and it's illegal. They got to do this, because if they don't, evil Republicans will come and throw them out and take away their free stuff. And, you know, some of these people are willing to fight for that. But we point out that these illegals are mislabeled as refugees, who are given over $2,200 upon entry, which is more than average U.S. Social Security recipients receive.
Much more.
Who have paid, people who are Americans who have paid into the system all their lives. Now, I want to do a quick caveat here, because I received a call about this, and there's a lot of fighting over on Twitter on this. Okay, the elite are very upset about this information, because the information came to Alley Pack through Tucker Carlson, who we have a lot of confidence in, and his guest, Colonel McGregor. If you have not seen the interview between Tucker Carlson and Colonel McGregor, go look it up. because it's one to watch. But in the middle of their interview, there's a one-minute segment when Colonel McGregor says that they're giving illegals $2,200 a month in perpetuity or something to get them on that to get them addicted to that, to get them in that system and being sustained about that. And he says that that's more than the $1,600 the average American Social Security recipient receives. Now, this information through the Alipac networks and through Tucker and other mechanisms has gone wild. Americans are like, I don't like that. I hear it. And thanks to the new freedom on Twitter/X under Elon Musk and some breakthroughs on Facebook as well, more Americans have heard that than ever before. And another thing is, no matter what you think about Mr. Musk and anything he ever said and ever did, one of the things he has done this last week, he's made three critical comments about the border disaster that have been viewed 30, 40, 50 million times, Butch.
All right.
Now, by comparison, Tucker Carlson, who, when he was on Fox News, had the most watched cable news show in America, usually got around 3 million viewers.
Mm.
Elon Musk made a comment about the border, and he's got 40, 50 million views. So the scale of what's happening on Twitter and X right now, I say this because I think people ought to get on there. I want people to get on Twitter and X. I want them to try to figure out how it works. I want them to get on there and make comments. Anybody that agrees with me that you're against illegal immigration, if you got a few minutes to sign up for a free account on Twitter or X, get on there, join the fight, because that's where the big fight on the border is happening right now. It's going down. You should be in there. You should get a piece of it. It's a breakthrough. It's a game changer. One person can get on there like Elon Musk and say something, and it's heard more than all the major news networks in the country combined. And this is the, you know, when you're looking for places where we might be able to, you know, make a dent against this invasion, that's one of the places. The next place I'm going to try is Rumble. Pastor Butch is possibly getting on Rumble. Russell Brandt, who is under attack from the elite, says get on Rumble. I checked the other day. Even your smart televisions can download an app to watch Rumble videos on your TV. I know a lot of people, myself included, like watching YouTube videos on your flat-screen TVs these days. Well, you can get the Rumble app on there. You get the Rumble app on your phone. You can get it on your iPad, whatever you want. And Rumble is the free speech, is trying to be the free speech podcaster alternative to YouTube. We've got to try to seize on these opportunities. We've got to test these opportunities. But it takes people. You know how it works. But you've got to have people who are listening.
Absolutely.
People who are sharing. And just because you listen to this show or that, or you take time, like, well, yes, I knew what William Gein was saying about. I heard about the 7 million illegals, and I knew that already. Well, you might, but 99% of the people out there don't have a clue. They are in the dark. And on one hand, a lot of them it's willful ignorance, and on the other hand, a lot of very powerful forces that control the globe want to keep them that way. But rest assured, Butch, Kevin McCarthy says that even if the government closes down this week, money will continue to flow to the Ukraine.
Absolutely. By golly, we can afford that. And by the way, in New York City, bless their hearts, you know, the sanctuary city, crying in their coffee now, but the city's costing the city $385 per night, per family, to house those people. And some of them are working part-time for Uber and other places illegally and making $3,000 a month on top of that.
Yeah, working jobs that it's illegal for them to have.
Absolutely, but who cares? You know, we are being invaded, literally invaded, and not just by South Americans, but by Chinese and by all nations all the world coming across the border, north and south now. And we're being invaded on purpose. This is to undermine the American culture. This is to multiculturalize this nation even further, which destroys every nation. It's just take away all the beliefs that we once had in this nation as far as Christian beliefs and Christian values are being destroyed on purpose. And Biden's done it. The people before him done it. Biden just happened to do a better job than most of them. And we're seeing this nation taken down every day. And am I right when I say we don't have a lot of time to turn this around?
No. I mean, this is the sack of America. It's happening right now. And people need to remember, I mean, if you don't know the history, whether it's the more recent history of Berlin and Germany, whether they lost World War II, or the fall of Rome or the Roman Empire, or, gosh, there are so many historic examples out there from when nations and states fell to the Mongols, the Hittites, the Persians versus the Greeks. If your city or your nation or your empire falls, everybody out there listening needs to know what happens to your men, women, and children. We can't talk about it on the air. People will say we're being hateful and too graphic. But history is very clear. You didn't want to be on the losing side of something like this. You didn't want to let in too many migrants or people or foreigners or people who end up overturning your entire civilization and culture like what's happening here in the United States. Because your men are slaughtered, and your women and children are sold into slavery. Okay,
I have to say that this is part of our judgment. This, folks, this is prophesied. America gets the lives turned into hell, and we're conquered by our enemies. Now, please understand this. So, either we stand together now as godly people that want to stop this for our children's sake and for the glory of God, or forget it. Go home. It's over. Stick a fork in it. And I'm not making this up. We are being invaded, literally invaded, by armed gangs. And if you haven't been affected by a gang in your city yet, even in West Virginia, we don't have any big cities. But I promise you they're in Charleston already, in Huntington. They're already there. Maybe not in numbers, but they're getting that way. It's going to come to your next door. It's going to come to your home if you don't do something quickly. Go ahead.
Well, let me mention West Virginia, because I've been watching some podcasters and videos that have taken some HD camera gear up into them, their hills, to report on things where the mines used to be and factories used to be.
Right.
And now, it used to be the oxycodones and the oxys and the pills, and as soon as that finished decimating the population, now the fentanyl is all over the place. You go riding through a lot of parts of West Virginia, and it looks like a place that lost a war, because I think we have. I think in a lot of ways we have.
We have.
I think that
we have.
You got a bunch of mostly Caucasian, conservative-leaning people that are on the wrong side of the fight from these globalists that are flooding the country with illegal immigrants. And, you know, that fentanyl is a chemical weapon being pumped in to make sure that your children have the highest chance of turning into addicted monsters whose flesh fall off.
That's true.
And if you go to YouTube and you type in the type in the words Kensington, Philadelphia, Kensington, or South Chicago.
Yes.
And, you know, we've always had skid rows and poverty and crime and stuff like that. But these people are literally stumbling around in stupors on the street looking like zombies or in wheelchairs or with patches and with flesh. The flesh falling off is from a chemical called xylazine or trank. It's a type of horse tranquilizer, which, while it's apparently you can use it to tranquilize and knock out horses, it has a terrible side effect of creating necrotic flesh that falls off the bones on humans. And the tranks and the xylazine people, and you look at them, and it's not a bunch of blacks and Hispanics. It's a bunch of Caucasian white kids right out
hang
of the suburbs.
Hang on to the break. Don't lose that thought. Please. Oh, hang on, William. Folks, back at the break. We'll take a phone call next half hour, as always. 844-769-2944. We are in a mess, folks. I'm going to say just like it is, a hell of a mess, because we've sat back and watched the ball game, didn't get involved, kept every dime for the next ticket to go somewhere. Need to help this guy. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Alright, folks, back phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. And as William already told you, they're giving these people $1,200, $2,200 a month. A month, each one of them. Plus, in New York, they're paying $385 a night to house a family. And the governor of New York, bless her heart, Hochul, is going to deploy the National Guard, but not to get the illegals out of there, but to assist them to be absorbed into the system so they can all get a job. This is treason. And the death, and the penalty for treason is death. Period. That's it. Forget it. Stick a fork in it. That's true. It's death. But do you hear any other pastors anywhere talking about this in your churches? Do you hear pastors anywhere talking about this in your churches at all? No, you don't. Because you're going to lose your 501c3 tax exempt status if you get caught doing that. Well, I'm not 501c3, and I couldn't care what they think about it. I'm telling the truth. We've been taken over just as God warned Israel. It's happened to America. William, you go ahead.
Well, you know, it's we got to give people stuff they can do to mobilize to get some skin in the game, whether it's calling a member of Congress, whether it's sending a letter to the editor, whether it's receiving or forwarding an email, whether it's joining a social media platform, sharing a broadcast like this. People need to, we've got to make sure that they're just not overcome and overwhelmed, just sitting there, you know, pacified and neutralized. And I tell you, one of the things I'm worried about is, I'm here printing these letters and stuff. I'm hoping that a lot of our past supporters haven't already been pacified by Biden's inflationary economy, because Everybody out there goes to the store, goes to the gas pump, and is like, we're being robbed by the inflation of the monetary system.
Yes, we are. I mean, that affects all of us. It affects my donations for the ministry. It affects all of us. It affects me personally. I know it does you also. I mean, look at postage. You mentioned post. Look how much cost to mail a first-class letter today. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yep. So, I understand it because people are being pushed between repairing a car or buying groceries for themselves or paying a medical bill or stabbing off the credit card. Apparently, here's a couple of red warning lights flashing on the control panel to the United States. Okay. This year in 2023, mostly because of fentanyl, we know that there will be the most drug overdose in U.S. history this year, higher than the last year's 108,000. We know that the suicide rate is higher than it's ever been, especially for white males over 40. So more Americans are killing themselves intentionally as well as unintentionally every year, especially if you are a Caucasian white man over the age of 40. Foreclosures and evictions on everything from homes to apartments and everything is at the highest that it's ever been because of some of the stuff that they put off during COVID. Plus, they made the decision, but, Lord, can you imagine what's happening to all those people that went with the variable rate mortgages?
Oh, my.
I mean, they're getting marched out of the house because I think the average mortgage interest rate now for new home buyers is that can afford it, which I don't think a lot can, is, 7.5.
Yep.
We're really getting close to, I forget where it peaked out, and I was too young to remember, but didn't the mortgage or the interest rates peak somewhere around 12% or something back in the late 70s, early 80s, something like that?
Yeah, they did. They did. That's homes, that's automobiles, that's everything.
Yeah. So illegal immigration is at a historic high. Suicides, evictions, and foreclosures are at historic highs. Credit card debt is at a historic high.
Yes, it is.
And now, following that historic high of credit card debt, the delinquencies on credit cards and auto loan payments are all going into the red as well, showing that people are, trying to make ends meet and failing and collapsing out there. So you've got that, and that's just the things that we can cite some numbers on. Now, one thing I'd like to be able to cite, and I don't have the data on this, and I'm not sure if we can get the data on this because, they have a thing called the poverty rate, and some eggheads in Washington set what that poverty rate is. I could Google it like any of your listeners and see whatever the latest poverty rate is, meaning what level is poverty for an individual income, what level is poverty for a household income, and about how many numerically or percentage-wise Americans are below the poverty rate. But here's what I'm thinking, Budge. The poverty rate, or the threshold of being poverty, I can guarantee you they ain't adjusted that bad boy to reflect what's happened here in the last 2 or 3 years. I can guarantee you that right now. Because whatever the poverty level rate was back in 2020, 2021, it ain't the same at all. Whether it was $12,000 per individual, whatever, it's got to be twice that now, okay? Poverty rate, it could easily be $24,000 a year. They printed so much money that the poverty rate is not what they're saying it is on the books. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, it does. They lie about every figure there is. They lie about inflation. They lie about unemployment. They lie. That's what they do. They lie.
I think if we knew the true numbers right now, if we were able to access the real data on what the September 2023 poverty rate equivalent is adjusted for true inflation, which is higher than reported inflation by the feds, who keep changing how they calculate the inflation rate. If we could take the true current poverty rate, I believe that Joe Biden has presided over the greatest increase in poverty in U.S. history since the Great Depression. That's what I think. I think there are more people right now who are technically impoverished. They may not know it. I think a lot of people out there who are impoverished right now haven't come to terms with it yet. I think, you know, they're starting to feel it, but they notice that they can't afford what they were able to afford before. They might have used to think of themselves as being above the poverty rate. They might have thought of themselves as middle class. But, you know, just because they thought of themselves as middle class and still got their house right now doesn't mean that they're actually middle class.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I'm seeing this personally in people's lives that I know personally. They're having to make choice between paying the power bill on time or buying groceries or other issues. They have to pick one or the other. They'll pay it eventually, but they have to pick and choose when they can pay it. And it's coming down in personal, my own personal life that way. It's getting tougher all the time to make it. I mean, and now we're feeding illegals here by the millions. Literally, we're feeding those people with our taxes. Now, folks, I am not anti-immigration. I am pro-immigration when it's done legally in the way it's supposed to be in. But I'm absolutely opposed to it when they come across our border to steal from us, eat off of us, and destroy our country. And folks are doing that every day. And we'll get the phone calls, man, I promise. And we'll get the chat and all of you, so y'all don't go away. Just hang in there a minute. But go ahead, William. We'll take phone calls. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I also want to say that, the situation being what it is, you know, nobody has access to any reliable information. We can't trust anything that we hear from most of the sources that are barking different things at us. And there was another number in there that I was going to tell you about, and I got distracted there for a second. Foreclosures. Oh, yeah. The Fed says or claims that during the pandemic, the savings rate went up because they were printing so much money and handing so much money out to people. And credit card usage took off, but the Fed claims that, like, just 2 years ago, the fairly meager savings rate, because the savings rate in the United States has been meager for a long time, because, hey, why save money when you can't get but 1% interest on, maybe, if you're lucky,
That's true.
On your little bank account? I mean, when I was a kid, I had a 7% interest account. If I had a 7% savings account today, I'd stuff money in it all day long. But what they're predicting is the Fed believes that 1.7 trillion dollars of savings has now shrank this month to $190 billion, and that's quite a dip.
That's a dip. Yes, it is.
But they're also saying that mathematically, I mean, some people will still have savings, but by the numbers, they're predicting Americans as a whole, or statistically, our on average, to have exhausted virtually all of our savings before the end of October.
That doesn't surprise me at all. At all. I'm surprised that's just that much. I truly am, because I know people now that are having a hard time paying their yearly tax on the homes that they own.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't own it. The state owns it. You don't pay tax, they'll come take it. But they paid for it 30 years and are having a hard time paying their taxes. Folks, this is no joke, but yet we're giving the illegals $2,200 a month? Why aren't you angry about this? Why is your pastor not telling you about this? Why are the churches so silent on these issues? Because they're ignorant of them or just don't care. They're waiting for the rapture. Don't worry about it.
Well, anyway, and there's another factor, too. You know, like several years back, George Soros and his minions realized they had a problem with some of the Protestant churches and evangelical churches and even some of the Catholic churches. So they formed organizations to start pumping money into these churches. And that's why the Southern Baptist Convention about 8 years ago declared its support for amnesty for illegal aliens, because they were all receiving George Soros money.
Uh-huh. Love of money to the root of all evil. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to North Carolina, right near where you are, and talk to Chad. Chad, welcome. Come on in.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for what you do. This is a subject that's been driving me nuts, because I see reliable sources every day reporting on this, and I go to work where they work crazy hours, and I barely have time to do anything about it. That's why I'm up as late as I am right now. But I noticed there was an article with DV Kid on News with Views talking about it. Greg Abbott's declaring that we actually have an invasion, and there was a link in it showing that some of the illegal parents were forcing their kids to crawl through razor wire to get to the other side.
Uh-huh.
And when the authorities, I guess, saw that, you know, that there was a danger there, they decided to cut it for him and let him through. And our sheriff here told us several years ago that the fentanyl problem was doubling just a few years ago. I think they had a policeman or a deputy just put his hand on something, and they had to get the Narcan kit or something. It's just absolutely horrendous. You know, my ancestors came here, you know, like over a century ago legally, and some of them were persecuted, and this is just, it's a crime. It's like we're being told that these people, they're just looking for a better life. Well, we all want a better life, but why does everybody have to flood into this country? Why can't they fix theirs? I mean,
okay, if they wanted to come, do it legally. I mean, I'm sure some of them could be desperate. But not 7 or 8 or 10 million. Well, there's about 30 million of them here now, I'll be quite honest with you. That's the number I have given to me. That's about an eighth of the population or more, a tenth population. So we got that many illegals here already who are already settled in, probably can vote and get a driver's license or anything else. So why are we? I mean, come legally. That's okay. Let's work on that. But let's not let them come across here illegally and take over the country. They're doing it with the help of our government. And then we had a president today out with the UAW picket on the lines. First time in the history of, I just don't understand what's happened to our country in the last 20 years.
That's deliberate. He's trying to galvanize the unions to support him, thinking that they're, you know, for workers' rights, when really all they're doing is promoting and more money that the consumer is going to have to pay, including themselves, if they really thought about it at the pump.
So well, you ever stop? I mean, we should know this. For every check the government gives out, they don't print cash anymore. Basically, they just do digits or whatever. But for every so-called dollar they create, it causes our dollar to shrink in value. So we're paying taxes to pay the dividends. Then we're paying taxes on inflation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if you worked all your life and you got $10,000 set away in an account somewhere or under the mattress, well, the more money they print, that $10,000 is shrinking rapidly. It's a way to take more money. None of them want to be the government that we endure under. People are like, I don't understand it, William. Why does it keep doing things we don't want it to do, like letting in illegal aliens and spying on everybody and putting people in jail for trespassing charges in D.C. and all these things we don't want it to do, and then the things we do want it to do, like keeping our products from poisoning us, keeping the fentanyl out, that kind of stuff, it doesn't do it. Well, it's a zombie government. Now, what is a zombie? It's popular culture. It's a corpse that was supposed to be dead that's not dead.
That lives on flesh.
It'll bite you and make more zombies and eat your brains and mess your house up, destroy your shrubbery. Zombies do bad things because they're supposed to be rotting under the ground. They're supposed to be buried. They're supposed to be, you know, dead and gone. But they keep on going. This government should have ceased to exist financially sometime around 1995.
At least.
Right. Yeah, a government by popular demand, because they keep funneling everybody into the system, thinking about what the government's going to do for them.
And, that's
well, they're also a government that is the reserve currency, which has given them the ability to inflate and do all sorts of crazy stuff with the numbers. And you've also got China and Saudi Arabians and billionaires and others who all want nefarious things from and in the United States and to our people and with our technology and the nukes and everything they stole out of Los Alamos.
And our politicians are happy to help them too, aren't they?
Well, I mean, they're for sale. Our enemies want things to continue to act like things are normal in the United States because they're having their merry way. Anything the Chinese want in America right now, they're getting it. Anything the Saudis want in America right now, they're getting it. Anything George Soros and the Israelis want in the United States right now, they're getting it. If they decide they want 20 Caucasian girls from the streets of Philadelphia transported down to Dubai for one weekend, they're getting it. Anything they want, they're getting it.
Okay, I got to jump to the call, Chad. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. William, I'll make one point here, then we'll move on to another caller. Have you noticed that if the government's going to shut down supposedly Saturday, And they're crying about the people that work for the government, federal government, they don't get the paycheck. And I understand what they're saying on that. I truly do. But have you ever noticed that the politicians get their check anyway? They get paid no matter whether it's shut down or not. You ever noticed that?
Oh, I guarantee you that those illegals getting those checks, I can guarantee you that they won't turn off the money to the illegals.
No, they won't turn off to themselves either. And I'm going to tell you, people don't know this, but our politicians are not paid by us. They're paid by that International Monetary Fund. They don't care if they shut the government down or not. They still get a paycheck. This is why they don't answer the people any longer. We're not their boss. They're our boss. Let's go to Darlene in New Jersey. Darlene, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to say there is a provision in the last paragraph of Article 1 in the Constitution where a state does not need congressional consent to declare war on another country if they are actually being invaded or in imminent danger.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I think what Greg Abbott has done by invoking the actual official of invasion clause, he is now deriving power from Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution that all federal and state officers are sworn to defend all states from invasion and preserve a Republican form of governance. And neither one's happening because we're being invaded by illegal alien Democrat voters. So we don't have a Republican form of governance because it doesn't seem to matter who we elect, we end up with the same crap going wrong.
That's exactly right. I agree.
Darlene,
you're right on, Darlene. You're right on the money. And I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Abbott doesn't put the state guard on the border and say, that's it, nobody's coming across. Why doesn't he do that? I know it caused war with the feds. Who cares? It's either do or die now. It's too late to play games. Go ahead, Darlene.
Yeah. No, that's all I wanted to say.
Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Very good point. Thank you. Very good point. That lady knows her constitutional bit. How about that? That's so rare in today's society.
Well, and real quick, just so everybody knows, some of the states in Arizona and Texas, they're putting up wire, they're putting up fences, they're putting up obstructions. The federal government, the Border Patrol, under the orders of Joe Biden, is coming and removing those. If they see illegal immigrants, not just for safety, if they see illegal immigrants being stopped by anything the state's doing, they will be ordered to step in and change it so that it doesn't interfere with the federal government's human smuggling operation.
Well, that's where the state needs to step in and say, no, you're not. Get out of our state. You don't have authority here. And that's a constitutional right. Article 10 says that the state has the authority over the feds. As a matter of fact, Washington, D.C., folks, according to Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17, says that Congress only has authority within 10 square miles of Washington, D.C. You check it out for yourself. Or other federal properties in other states like post office or forts. Other than that, they have no authority outside D.C. Let's go to Dave in Alabama. Alabama, David, come on in.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Butch. I'd like to say that I have a 1987 magazine, Sign of the Time, that said when Pope John Paul first came to the United States, he went to Florida, Texas, Houston, Texas, different place in Miami where the Hispanics were heavily populated. And the end of the article that the Jesuit wrote, he said that within 50 years, that was 1987, within 50 years, the Hispanic would be the dominant in this country. And right now I have a book written by Lorraine Boltner, and says in his introduction to Roman Catholicism, it said, most people have only a very hazy notion to what's involved in the Roman system. So its influence is being applied vigorously on a vigorous level, local, state, federal government. It is particularly significant that in this country, the hierarchy has taken as its slogan, not make America Christian, but make America Catholic.
Good point.
I hear you guys talking, but you're talking about now. This stuff was planned back at Vatican II in 1965.
Yes. Well, they changed immigration laws back in the 1960s to allow this to happen on purpose. It didn't happen overnight. It's happening right now. Anything else you want to say, David?
You guys are talking about integration. This is not integration. This is takeover. This was a planned takeover.
I agree.
Of a Protestant, the last Protestant nation in the United States.
I totally
Thank
agree
you,
with that. All right, you're welcome. Anything you add to that, William?
Well, I think he's got a point, and I think that a lot of the different, there's a constellation of enemies at work here. And a lot of the different groups and powers involved in the destruction, the planned demolition of the United States have different modes. Some of them don't like any Christians. Some of them don't like Protestants. Some of them don't like Caucasians. Some of them don't like, you know, our freedoms or the Constitution or restrictions on any type of financing or businesses or banks or whatnot. So they've got a lot of different motivations and reasons that this is happening, because a lot of power groups see the United States and our freedoms and our people who and the way that we've done things. And it's always been that since this country was first formed. I mean, the blue bloods and the rich families around the globe that were used to running things didn't like it when a bunch of, you know, raccoon hat wearing Davy Crockett looking people set this country up. The whole idea that some redneck eating a fried squirrel in a, on a mountain holler somewhere has got the same type of vote and pull as a blue blood has been an anathema since the founding of this country. So they found ways to change that. The communists have their motivations with their socialist wing, you know. Some of the trans groups and others, they seek power. Some of the minority groups, they seek power, more power and influence, you know, and people going to be real shocked if it ever goes to the point where some of these groups start burning this whole country down one night while people are in bed because China tells them, hey, you know, you knock the United States down one night and we'll give you the mythical land of Aslan from Washington to the mouth of the Mississippi.
Well, you and I both know, and I don't like to talk about this, but it's happening, and I'm not the only one saying this, even politicians say it now. We're on the verge of another civil war, and not the kind of civil war North versus South. This will be 15, 20 different factions fighting among themselves. This will not be something that they will come out we can settle anything. This will be the last and final internal war in America, and it's going to happen. Then when that happens, we're weakening the inside, according to Dmitry Duman's prophecies, that's when we'll be attacked by Russian other countries, because we'll be fighting among ourselves. And this is part of the plan, to divide and conquer. Christ said, a house divided cannot stand. America's divided, William, many, many times over. And give the folks, Ken, how can they find you again? Go real slow and give me your email address, whatever else you want to give them, a number, whatever you
want.
Well,
we need people to please join our networks and get on our email alerts system, and you do that by going to our main website, alipac.us, Alipac. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook, but you shouldn't rely on that. The emails are definitely the way that you want to stay in touch with us, and you can remove yourself at any time, and we never share your information with anyone. We also need donations. We're currently trying to raise $10,000 in the month of September to sustain our operations, to get illegal immigration front and center on these formative congressional and U.S. Senate campaigns and presidential campaigns that are starting to form up all over the place. We are a political action committee registered with the Federal Election Commission. We are a racially inclusive, nonviolent, peaceful political action group. But we, and, you know, and our goal is to unify everybody out there that makes up the 80% of the country that, you know, wants our borders secured and wants illegal immigration stopped and wants illegal immigrants to be peacefully returned to the nations they are citizens of.
Folks, you call Lofts tomorrow at 800-777-4403 and get Ali Pack's address. Send them what you can. I'm going to send $100. That's not a fortune, but I'm going to send it. And William, thanks so much. I'll be talking to you again real soon, okay?
Thank you, Pastor Butch.
God bless, my friend. Folks, we'll be back with you tomorrow night talking to Tim Keyes. Don't miss that. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.